Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Christian Dorting a Primer. And this week, oh, we have a spicy topic. It's all about attraction. You like that? So, trilling, which is that fun thing to do. My trill might be a little weird. So one thing, I didn't learn how to trill, how to do the rolling R, until I was in my late 20s. I learned Spanish, and anytime I had to roll the R when I was younger, like in high school, I would like just fake it. Like I would put a D in there. So carro would be like cardo, but I'd say it like really fast. So it kind of sounded like a trill. And then I had to be in a country where I spoke Spanish a lot. And I was like, I gotta kind of learn to trill. So one of my teachers was like, you just put a D in the word and you just kind of do that. And then when I looked online, I found out like that is like you kind of have to train your muscles to trill. And so I would do that. And eventually I got like a little like, I don't know, just like occasionally. And so I just kept doing that and doing that. And then eventually the muscles built up. And now I can go all I want. None of that you needed to know. But I thought it might be nice. Nice little icebreaker. So yeah, this week I am going to talk all about, well, attraction. This is one of those topics where it's like, we're just scratching the surface. So let's see. How did this come about? This was a late topic for me to prepare. I feel like I've been using this excuse for the last like 6 episodes, but life was busy. And so I always have my episodes that I need to just work on and finish, but I didn't do that because I focused on the other things in my life, like my actual day job, my family, friends, and hanging out. And then I'm like, it's Thursday. I have an episode I'm going to produce on Saturday. I should probably come up with a topic. And lo and behold, thank you, internet. I was on Facebook on the singles group that I'm on in there. And there was a topic posted. And as we say in there, it was a giant dumpster fire. But it was so interesting. And then It's a topic that's like attraction. The topic of attraction has come up before. And the way people talk about it, they can use the same word or similar words, but they're kind of talking about different things. And so, I don't know. I was like, yeah, that would actually be something interesting to kind of do some quick research. Like you can just find like the most common most recent science articles that talk about how our brains work with attraction and dating. And there were quite a few to look at. And then looking at kind of a swath of the generic like Christian blogs and Christian sites and what they talk about with that. And then just my own life anecdotal evidence with friends. And I did kind of look in the Bible too. So this is going to definitely be not a deep dive, just like a kind of beginning general definition of terms and then looking at a few of the things as we go into this. So this, though, I hope sparks some deeper discussion. And I hope when you listen to all of this, if you want to talk about something or if you want to ask about something or if you think I didn't cover a specific point, then please, you can always contact me, christiandorting@gmail.com. That reminds me, I need to check that. you can message me on Facebook at Christian Dorting or message me on Instagram at Christian Dorting. I don't have Twitter. I am sorry. I am not that committed to social media. My bad. But you can contact me. You can also just post like on the Facebook page if you're so inclined and just share the topic there and they can be discussed. Yes, I think that is all. So I think I'm going to edge into this topic by doing a little skit. So Should I do the noises? Of course I should do the noises. All right, everybody. Let's see what's the difference between these two scenes. Are you ready for it?
Scene one. Two people are in a room. Person one.
So, how was your date?
Person two.
Not so good. Aw, what happened? Nothing really. I mean, he was a great guy. I'm just not attracted to him. Aw, oh well, sometimes you can't help it.
Scene ends. Scene two. Again, two people.
So how's dating life going?
There are just no attractive humans out there.
I feel insulted. Well, not you, but everyone else.
Total uggos.
Scene ends. And now let us come back to the crazy lady who is talking to herself in a room in her apartment. Well, hello again. I'm back. Not that I went anywhere. I just literally pretended to be two different people. Anyways. So yeah, that's in my brain. Two different ways to think of the word attracted or attraction. So some questions, some discussion questions to consider. You can answer these after I say them. Just pause, consider, write an essay, email it to me, whatever. So question one, is the first one, the scene one, nicer? Because she compliments the guy before she lists attraction as the disqualifying quantity. You can pause, think, discuss. Question two, is the second one worse because of the, you know, sweeping nature? Everyone's a total uggo. Okay, pause, think, discuss. Question three, are the two different because one points to self-evaluation? I'm not attracted to him versus corporate evaluation. Total uggos. Just love that. Total uggos. Okay. Pause. Think. Discuss with yourself. And question four. Or are they both cringeworthy? Wait. Pause. Think. Discuss. Okay. Yeah, I think they're both cringeworthy because it was me acting and it's horrible. But I tried to think of ways to illustrate two different things, and so I hope I did that. The first one is probably closely representing actual conversation I have had with my friends at one time or another in my life. No lie. The second one is more closely related to a possible dumpster fire post that I recently saw. And when I saw that dumpster post, I mean, thought about that totally unrelated scenario, I was just thinking, why is that offensive to me when I've definitely said I'm just not attracted to someone, and that's it was like enough of a reason for me not to continue to engage with that human in the past. But the guy saying everyone's a total uggo, which is not his words at all in real life. That sounds horrible. Why? What's the difference? So, hold that thought. We'll come back to it. We will conclude from that thing. But first, let's take a pause and consider science or psychology or just, you know, some really good writing on the interwebs. Anyways, so I looked up just research studies around that, and I found some articles that synthesized the research studies. So I did not actually go through and read 80-page research papers to, you know, I don't want to use synthesize again. Wow, brain, you're not helping me be very well worded this evening. Oh, well. I read some stuff, and this is kind of the thoughts that I took away with it. One talked about that attractiveness, it kind of had three headings, like attractiveness is not that important. Talking about when participants were given a list of qualities that they would want in their mate, such as sense of humor, intelligence, kindness, understanding, family orientation, good looks. I think that's it. They were asked to rate it. And most often, attractive or no, good looks was not listed as the top quality. But when they gave anecdotal evidence where they were just talking about going out on dates, like attraction, seeing the other person as having good looks, was always listed as an important factor and a factor that limited someone from asking that person out on a secondary date. So that was like the second heading, was like attractiveness is more important than you think. But one of the research studies they talked about was the level of attractiveness. And so they qualified it as like two types. You have moderate attractiveness and super attractiveness. For example, there are people in our society that we all agree are, and of course, when we talk about attractive, it's subjective, but as a culture, we have a certain view of an attractive woman, an attractive man in this time. And of course, that can change as culture changes and all that, but we have a view of someone we would all agree, yes, this person is attractive. And so the ideal, so to speak, and that would be like the super attractive. So people wouldn't mind that, like they would like to have a super attractive mate, but there's a level that's like less than that where they recognize the person isn't the ideal, but they are not what they would consider unattractive at all. So that's the moderate level of attractive. Gosh, I hope I'm making sense with this. And so it's the way the people described it was a super attractive person is a luxury. A moderately attractive person is a necessity. So when someone's dating someone or looking for a mate, they are looking for a moderate attractive person. That is a necessity to have a relationship with that person. And if that person is beyond or above the moderately attractive, well, then that's a luxury. Like that's, an added benefit to it. So that was interesting. And I also think it's interesting that somewhere in some college, this was studied. Like general studies like this are so interesting because you know that like the majority of the participants in these studies are also like college students or young people. And so it would be interesting to know the makeup of the groups, like were there people in their 30s and 40s? Because I do think the idea of attractiveness changes over time and the idea of viewing people as attractive or unattractive can change over time. And in, I don't know, as I've gotten older, it's just different. It's a different thing. But anyway, so there was some research to say that it's not as important when people are looking for someone in a, I want to say mate, for someone, a partner they wish to have a long-term relationship with, and as Christians, a person they would wish to marry. And then they also had lots of studies showing the opposite. Like there has to be attraction. And I don't disagree with that at all. I think if you're listening to this, like I think we all agree we need to be attracted to the person we're married to. We want, when we look at them on our wedding day, to be like, I love this person and want to be with them forever. I think some of the words, tripping up-ness, that's like what my brain supplied. I think some of the difficulty in this is that when we say we want an attractive person, for me, that means I want a person that's attractive to me. I don't care if people think that person is attractive or not. I just want them to be attractive to me. And where I wonder about is, are there people that want to date someone, like they just desire to date someone that they find attractive and they want other people to find attractive? Like, is that a thing? Because I feel like that's not a thing, but maybe that's a thing. Please, if you're listening and you're like, yeah, that's my thing, please message me. I want to know more about how your life is And no, that is not judgment. I'm like, really? You want other people to find your mate physically attractive? I don't know. See, even that, I'm like, there's so many facets to this. So the biggest thing at the end of that particular article, and I read about 3 or 4 articles, but that one was the main one that I kind of like wrote down notes from. They said the physical attraction, and I think they were talking about that the person that you're considering, how close they are related to our cultural ideal of beauty and attractiveness. So that idea of attraction becomes less important the longer the relationship with that person goes. So because, awkward pause and sound, because when you know someone over time, even if initially you feel like they're far from that ideal of beauty, that attractiveness, the longer you know them, the more attractive to you that person will become. And this article is geared toward romantic partners, but it seems to show the research is just like general, like in any relationship, friendship relationships as well. Like you just find that person more beautiful. The longer you know them, the more in depth your relationship is. And as, you know, love develops between friends or between romantic partners. Then I think back to just the whole idea of attraction, that it seems to be a necessity according to research. Like no one's going to go forward in a relationship unless they find that other person attractive. And then some of the other articles I read, they also talked about the fact that just because you don't find someone attractive when you first meet them does not mean that you won't find them attractive later. And that goes back to scene one, because sometimes the first time we meet someone, we get that very superficial top layer. And you know facts about that person, but you don't know that person in the sense of you don't know what they're like when they go through hard times. You don't know what they're like when they help or when they work with their employer or how they are around family or how they are in their church from actually seeing them unless you've known them before. And so you sometimes, you know, you'll see their physical attractiveness. You'll make a judgment paired with the information, and it won't be enough for you to feel anything, to feel that spark, that connection, which was mentioned in the articles. But that doesn't mean that you can't develop that later. And they talk about some people say that the spouse that they married, like they did not have that quote unquote spark at the beginning that developed over time. But at the same time, that it doesn't mean that it will develop over time. It just, because it's happened for some doesn't mean it'll happen for everyone. And so it's like, what do you do with that? So you can date someone and not be physically attracted to them. And with time, that could possibly develop into a physical attraction, or it could not. So what do you do? Oh, man. I think it's always that. And I think the easy answer is you just decide based upon the wisdom and counsel and, you know, not to overthink it, haha, or sweat it, because at the end of the day, God's in control. And so also when you meet someone who's like really awesome, but you don't click with them, or you look at them and you're like, you're amazing, but I'm just not physically attracted to you. And I feel bad for not being physically attracted to you because you're great otherwise. You know, I think everyone has to decide on, is that legit? Is there other things going on? Is that the only reason? But then also on the other side of the coin, to realize that you're not supposed to be attracted to everyone. Like you're not supposed to be with everyone either. And so it's okay. It's okay if that happens too. But that I cannot claim that there is a hard and fast rule to determining which side of the coin that is when you are dating people. I definitely have known friends that have talked about they were not attracted to the person. They were not extremely attracted to the person they started dating. They thought they were physically attractive to some level, but they did not have the spark. I guess I should clarify that. So like they were to a degree physically attracted, but they definitely didn't feel the spark to draw them forward. But they kept dating them, and then eventually the love relationship developed. And then I also took some time this evening, this earlier evening, to look in the Bible, because I think the Bible testifies that attraction is something that is there in a love relationship, a romantic love relationship. Where's your sources, sir? I mean, ma'am, I guess if I'm talking to myself. Because I think of like Song of Solomon, like bros, like they talk about attraction there, physical attraction. And, you know, that it's enjoying their spouse, like enjoying his wife. And that's physical attraction right there. And there's a psalm. And it's the like King's Marriage Psalm. I have it written down somewhere. Psalms 45, where they talk about being attracted, like the beauty of the bride. And so, of course, like even the Bible talks about attraction. And I just think about that the attraction mentioned is attraction in love, like attraction within a marriage. And being excited about that. And it just reminded me, because one of the things that I wanted to mention came from a conversation I had, I think it was last night. Like I was mentioning to some friends, some people, like the list that I read earlier from the article, which I will link definitely when I post this, because then you can peruse it. And I think there's like three articles anyways. And I list, and so I just asked the question, but I think I phrased it like, out of this list of qualities for a possible person to date, what would be like the most important quality? And one of the people that was listening, like, he's like, why? He rejected that. He's like, you can't just have one of these qualities and that's like enough in a relationship. Like, you can't just have a sense of humor and find that that's a person that you really want to date, because if it's just a sense of humor, then that's not going to work out. You're going to get bored with that. And so it was funny, because later I was about to go to sleep and then it just clicked. And I was thinking, like, attraction is something that I don't think it's wrong to want in a relationship. You want to have a godly husband, a godly wife, and you want to be attracted to them, but it's an and. It's connected to other things than just attraction alone. And that's something that's worth mentioning. Like, attractiveness or being attractive to someone else is, like the scientific article says, it's a necessity. Like, it should be in a relationship, but it shouldn't be the only thing that matters. Because I think back to the story in the Bible where you got Leah and Jacob and Rachel, and poor Leah. Like, Jacob looked at Leah and her eyes were weak, and they looked at Rachel and she was nicely formed. And it says in the Bible, Jacob loved Rachel. And I'm like, bruh, way to just fall in love for only physical reasons. But of course, like, I don't want to be harsh or anything, but I am a little harsh on that. But I just think, like, if that's the only thing that you're looking at in a relationship, that's not going to be a good relationship. And with Leah, like, if that was the only judgment with her, oh, I feel like I'm going to walk into weird water here, because this was not the point I was going to make. This is just where my brain goes. Like, if whether we are close to the ideal form of beauty our culture says is the ideal form or not, should not depress us as single people. Because I look at Lee, and Lee got married technically. But sometimes in this whole conversation of attractiveness, people are like, well, I'm not attractive, so therefore I shouldn't be surprised that I never get married. And whenever I hear that, if I could show you my face right now, you would understand it. But I'll just say the sound I make. I'm like, eh. Like, that to me is not a valid argument, because if God's in control, and if most people get married, then if God has, you know, predestined for you to get married, then the person he has for you will be attracted to you. They will want to be with you in all the ways. And so I never accept that as true reasoning. For example, life anecdotal evidence, you know, I do not feel like I am close to the ideal form of beauty that our culture says, but I'm very pleased with my appearance. Like I'm also 35, and I feel like in your 30s, you come to accept just who you are. So like, I'm like, you know what? This is just who I am, and I like it. And I know I'm not going to call any human male's attention right away. But I'm not sweating it. Like, I just don't feel like I'm worried about it, because I know if God does have someone for me, I will be attractive to that person. Even if sometimes when I leave my apartment and I catch myself in a window somewhere and I'm like, what the heck? This is me? Yikes. I still think if God ordains it, it's going to happen no matter what. I think the way people perceive attractiveness isn't just based upon our face symmetry or our certain physique. Sometimes it's also about the confidence we carry that, and I'm not sure how you guys view it, but being confident in your appearance to me does not equal prideful or trying to attract attention. For me, confidence is like, I want to dress nicely because I am pleased with how I am. I want to, you know, style or make my hair a certain way, wear makeup or not, you know, just make myself to be presentable because I'm confident in who I am and my appearance. And to me, when you have that confidence, you become more attractive than taking your regular self and not having that confidence. And then it's hard for people to see, I don't know how to express that clearly, but confidence to me really does bring out the attractiveness of a person. But again, it's not all about the physical appearance. If that was just it, then people that we think would be the beauty ideal would be the only ones dating, and they are not. Like, and that's the thing. Like, I look at saying that, it sounds like that I see some people as ugly and some people as beautiful. The older I've gotten, the more I'm just like, people have beauty in them. Like, they just do. And especially when you become friends with someone, you do. The way that you view that person, they become more beautiful over time. And when someone's being a butthead or being a sinner, they do not become beautiful over time. You're like, girl, boy, you need to get your life together because I don't want to see your face right now. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's a subjective thing. Even if I feel like that symmetry article is long, long time ago, but I know there's an article talking about a person's perceived as more beautiful the more symmetrical their face is. But I don't really think that that's like the end all be all. I don't know. Sorry. Side and rabbit trail note. So I don't claim to be any sort of guru. These are just my thoughts that I've processed over time. And I don't want the conclusion that to get too muddled, but I did feel like I needed a rabbit trail there for a little while. Ultimately, attraction is important to have in a relationship, but it's not the end-all be-all. And as Christians, we shouldn't let beauty, physical beauty, dictate how we date, in the sense of we shouldn't let, if we view that we lack beauty, that shouldn't mean that, well, we're not going to be able to have a relationship. Like, God's in control, and most people marry. And again, so if God has someone for you in your life, nothing's going to stop that, including your own assessment of your attractiveness. And then really we should recognize that as Christians, like the scripture says, specifically to women, we shouldn't let how we, I'm trying to think the word, the only word that came to mind is adorn ourselves, like the way that we dress up and the way that we braid our hair, like that shouldn't be a focus. And in the same way, like for all of us, beauty, the most beautiful thing or the most attractive thing is someone that has a wonderful relationship with God, that is knowledgeable in their walk, that it's not just something that I prayed a prayer one time or I grew up in church or I was baptized, but it's actually an active walk with God. Like every day I am working to be pleasing to Him and be obedient to Him and be obedient to the scriptures, which I study, which I try to honor, which I try to invest in. It's the, I go to church and I have committed myself to the community of believers because that's what the scripture says. And how better can we live except how better can we live by iron sharpening iron? Oh, words. And how can we, you know, show the love of God, but with one another as brothers and sisters of Christ, and then outwardly to the world by evangelizing? Like when you meet people in your life that are dedicated to serving God, do they not seem attractive to you? And like you just admire, like for me, I admire those people so much. Like they're attractive and they're people that I want to be my friends. I want them to be in my life. And so if we focus on that for ourselves, that making our walk as the priority because we love our God, then we're going to be attractive to other people. And hopefully we will meet other people that have those same qualities and we'll be like, yeah, this is awesome. So I hope that made sense sometimes. But that's why I think like attraction is always that thing when people bring it up. Because let's go back to that scene too. So someone's like, I really want to date a godly person, but every person I meet is just ugly. It's kind of like, well, when you say that, you know, you're not supposed to date everybody. Like there is someone for you. And so you may not find everyone attractive. But when I hear someone say that, it's like, look, wherever you're at, if you are trying to find a fellow believer and none of it's working out, and then you just say, well, it's because everyone's ugly, because, well, they're great Christians, they just don't meet up to my standards, you know, I'm just like, well, then talk to God, you know, appeal to God. Because if you're really upset with where you're at and what God has provided, then pray to Him and also maybe deal with some stuff in your own heart. Because maybe you're putting things in the wrong priority, or maybe you have a warped perspective of what is attractive. Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, so that is my very brief overall gloss of the idea of attraction and attractiveness, which I still think I just like half scratched the surface of that. And I think it can go into a lot more detail, but hopefully it gave you something interesting to think about that you can reflect on. And as I creepily in my creepy voice did earlier, pause, reflect, and think about these things. And if so moved, please participate in the conversation. You can continue to talk about it when I post the episode. If you want to come back and comment on the episode, you can always on Facebook, just reply to the comment. You can email me or you can DM me on Instagram, DM me on Facebook. And I think, and if you know who I really am, you can DM me on Facebook too. I don't know. And yeah, I think that's all the ways to contact me. So yes. And if you really are like, I've got a burden for this topic and I want to share all about it, then please contact me. We can totally have a conversation. You can be on the Community Conversations episode. So yeah, there's all the things. I hope you guys have a wonderful, this is going to go up on Saturday, so if you have a blessed Sunday. If you listen to it after that, I hope you have a wonderful week. And I will be back next week with the community conversations. And yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.